And now the moment that you've all been waiting for, we have finally made it to our number one video game console systems. You are listening to aginggeekfully.blogspot.com. I am John, or sometimes JD on the site.
I'm Neil, Mr. Neil ASQ on the blog.
And I am always Brando.
And this week we're going to let Neil start off with his number one video game system. Neil?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad mentioning this since it's been mentioned so many times, but that just speaks to how popular the system was. The Nintendo Entertainment System.
Nintendo Entertainment System is your number one.
That's right, Brandon.
Hang on, can you do me a favor?
What's that, Brandon?
Recap your top five.
Okay, well, we have number five, the Nintendo Game Boy.
Nintendo, okay.
Number four, the Nintendo Wii.
Nintendo, okay.
Number three, however, you know, this deviates from the formula, Nintendo DS.
Oh, Nintendo, okay.
All right, number two was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
And Nintendo, okay.
And now for a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Are they paying you?
And not yet. Oh, but I'm so close. Anyways, what I enjoyed about the Nintendo and Entertainment System, and just Nintendo in general, is their ability to create worlds. You actually feel like you're part of it. Games like Zelda 2 and Kid Icarus and even the Mario series, where you have these big, expansive worlds. You're kind of finding your way as you go. Back in those days, you didn't have map screens. You had to kind of build your own, like for a game like Metroid and things like that. You actually had to explore, find things. And Nintendo's always so great about having these little secret things that you would, you know, you either have to get the magazine Nintendo Power or one of those. But the very idea that it's just these huge expansive worlds on such a simple system, you know, simple pixel art, but you really felt like you're a part of it. And also Nintendo did phenomenal arcade ports of their own, you know, the original Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., and Donkey Kong 3, you know, Balloon Fight. Goes on and on. Just a phenomenal system for anyone who likes video games in general.
And I think you're right. The fact that all three of us have listed this as one of our top five probably shows that this is the best of the video game systems.
It's one of those things. It was inexpensive for people to get it who might not normally play games. Even my father, who hated video games, found a little submarine simulator called Silent Service.
My number one, and I'm going to take this one here, is none other than, it's a system that Brandon already mentioned, but it's the Genesis, which for me is probably the system that I have spent the most time of my life playing, and a big reason of why I spent so much time playing that would be NHL 94, which many people still to this day think is one of the greatest hockey games of all time, and something that me and my brother used to play pretty extensively. Also, Street Fighter 2, which was a huge game at the time. I played that a ton on my Genesis. And
1,000 different versions of that, but still.
Yeah, the original Street Fighter 2, yeah. Not Turbo or whatever else. The Sonic games, I have to say it. I know Brando already talked about it, but Sonic 2 was so amazing when you got going so fast and the level just went by and you could actually go through the whole level just rolled in a ball, and it was really quite a challenging thing.
And I love the idea that the second player at any time could pick up and play Tails, even though he wasn't really a full
That was
player.
Outstanding. Very good point. And since Brandon doesn't care about what my order was, my number five was the N64.
You don't need to get a room with Nintendo like Neil does.
Ooh. Well, maybe. I don't know. Look, N64 was my number five. My number four was the Intellivision. Number three was PlayStation by Sony. Number two was Nintendo's Nintendo Entertainment System. So that's two for me, and then now the Genesis.
So do you want to get a room with the Nintendo?
Hey, if they're going to give me free swag...
That's my gal.
So, Brando, my dear friend, why don't you run us through your number one?
Well, let's see. I started all the way back with the Commodore 64, and then I went with the Sega Genesis as my number four. The original Nintendo is my number three.
Get a room.
Nintendo 64 is my number two. And I finally ended up with my number one, which I'm going with the PlayStation 3. You know, it's such a innovative system. You know, if you look at all these other gaming systems and how far the PlayStation 3 has brought everything. I mean, nowadays, you know, you can compare Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 a lot. Everything is wireless nowadays. I mean, I know PS3 is not the first one to have wireless controllers, but everything is wireless. You don't have to plug anything in unless you want to have to charge your, you know, controller, because you probably need to do that every once in a while. You don't even need to plug in an Ethernet cord anymore. You can connect to your home network wirelessly. And for me, the real reason I bought a PlayStation 3 is I needed a Blu-ray player.
That's how I justified buying mine.
And I think so many other people, I think Sony was just banking on it to sell their system, and it seemed to work.
If you're a gamer and you have that anyways, you don't need to go out and buy a Blu-ray player. There's one less thing you need to have down there. I'm very big into the Grand Theft Auto, you know, games, and for me, like, the detail that you can get out of a PlayStation 3, it's just so phenomenal. There's actually, you know, parts in Grand Theft Auto now where you can actually really see, like, this is New York City. And the graphics, I think, you know, compared to what we had, even going back about 5 years, you know, it's come so far, you know. You can do so much more with it than just play games, you know. It has that whole social networking thing, you know. Not only, you know, do you have, like, the PlayStation worlds that you can go into and all that different stuff. You know, you can link it to your Facebook so you can, you know, let your friends know when you're getting trophies.
Incidentally, congratulations for unlocking another song in Rock Band 2.
Isn't that great? See, it keeps people informed of what I'm doing with my PlayStation 3. You know, there's an internet browser on it, though. I use that term loosely because I don't really see people surfing the web with it.
It's by very clunky.
Stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I think one of the things that sets PlayStation aside right now from Xbox 360 is the PlayStation Network. That, you know, I think the network they have out there is much better than the Xbox Live, which, John, I think you can speak to because you have
and
an Xbox.
Free.
You've used Xbox Live.
Yeah, I was pretty heavy on the Xbox 360 for a while, but I bought a PS3 because of the Blu-ray. And as soon as I bought the PS3, I switched straight over to PS3. I barely use my Xbox 360 anymore. The PS3 has the free online gameplay, whereas Xbox Live, you have to pay for it monthly, which I still don't understand why they're still charging, but yeah, PS3, I like the game controller so much better, and all the things that you've just listed make it such a phenomenal system. Just to further expand on this, that what you're talking about with video games, with the PS3, I think it's going to be interesting to see where they go for the next time around, because everything is going to be so much more than just a video game system.
Yeah, I mean, just in general for the PS3, the very idea that it's powerful enough and versatile enough to even let people create their own content, like a little big plant, people can make their own levels, they can do their own art in it, you know?
Yeah.
I think you're playing a game right now. I'm not too familiar with what, but you have you're building a team.
Oh, yeah, the online football. Yeah, no, the ability to play Dynasty Seasons with my friends online that I don't live near anymore is fantastic, and something that I really like using. They've actually incorporated it into the PC, too, that you can actually do things with your team and such. And these are all things that we're going to see the video games industry move more towards, as being more social and pulling in Facebook and all this stuff into the everyday gaming. So that's going to wrap it up here. We'd be really interested in hearing what your number one video game system is. If you'd like to let us know, please stop by. It's aginggeekfully.blogspot.com, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Well, not Brandon.
What?